Okay, so who gets the binders of women? Well, that's over with, huh, that election? Yeah. As far as I know. And I'm personally so relieved to be able to plan parenthood again. It's just, even though it's in retrospect, still, you know. Mitt, of course, has landed on his feet. He'll be playing Maxwell Sheffield in the remake of The Nanny. Excuse me just a minute. I got one on the line here. Okay. Oh, God, I think I really broke this. Oh, well. It's the public's money anyhow. Public radio. You'll buy me another pair. I know you will. Pauly Ryan is back in the house, not making eye contact. I mean, what can you say about a guy who can't deliver Janesville? You know, give me a... It's all good. Joe Biden can be Joe Biden again. President Obama's getting all weepy, though. That's, yeah. When he and Speaker Boehner get together, the dam gonna burst, is what I'm thinking. The fiscal cliff dam, you know, they got to inundate the fiscal valley with all those tears. You know, I gotta admit, I've got the post-electum, they call it, that syndrome. When you feel nobody's out to get you anymore, and no robocalls, no spam, just the Hong Kong cafe menus on the doorknob. Used and abandoned. What gives? I'm middle class. A little tension here. Huh? On the other hand, nice to have the time to leisurely pick and choose your elective surgeries. Under Obamacare, law of the land. I love it. Okay, that's cool. I don't know which one to get first. There's a lot to think about as far as your electives. President Obama's second term, all about climate change. It's me. I do climate change first term. Get it out of the way. Coast through the second term, maybe, you know, dental hygiene thing or gum recession. You know, just ram through gum recession. Something easy. Second term, you know, relax. In other news, if any, you can now smoke pot in Colorado, but it's a drag being arrested. But it's a drag, okay. But it's a drag being arrested when you're high, so there's no point in doing it. After the re-election, the anti-Obama movie goes straight to PowerPoint. Much GOP soul-searching so far, nothing. Yeah. All right, so I'll get letters about that. That's okay. Next guy who says fiscal cliff, though, gets it. Oops, I guess that'd be me. At least call it the FC. You know, I'm tired of fiscal cliff, fiscal cliff. FC. Except KFC wouldn't like it, I guess. Is that a fiscal cliff or are you unhappy to see me? You know, that sort of thing. You think the new super Earth has a super fiscal cliff on it somewhere? Possibly. Does not a fiscal cliff imply fiscal lemmings? And who would they be, I'm wondering? Anyone come up with fiscal cliff notes? I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there. And is it really a cliff or just adjacent to a large fiscal hole that would make it not actually a cliff then? I think everybody says fiscal cliff 100 times fast, it will lose its magic powers. So, you want to? No, me neither. You can do it though, whoever wanted to can do it. Anyway, a rich man, other news, a rich man getting to heaven may still be a camel through a needle, but an oil executive is now Archbishop of Canterbury. Good news, it's not Tony Hayward, you know, remember Tony? Other news, Romney lost re-examined. Yep, still there. Republicans seriously look at salsa lessons to get the Latin vote. Next time, they gotta do something desperate. Daniel Day-Lewis stars in My Left Lincoln. Rule of thumb now is don't buy off the lot from Sandy's used cars. Okay. Black Friday is now Black Thursday the week before. That's been changed. And really, they should eliminate Thanksgiving altogether, I think, because it gets in the way of Black Friday. And It's not like we need another Packers-Lions game anyway, you know. Never turns out well. Turns out not only the footballs, but USC has been deflating their Trojans as well. Turns out not only the footballs, but USC has been deflating their Trojans as well. I don't think that should be in there. That, if it made sense, it still wouldn't be funny. A man praying in the aisle of the United Jet thought he was too good to pray in his seat like everybody else. It's the start of the drone season in Iran. It won't last till February, I think. It is now believed the ancient Mayans went over a fiscal cliff. Though NASA is all excited about it, President Obama will not declare we will land a man on an asteroid by the end of the decade. Because it sounds stupid. It's not inspirational at all to say we'll land a man on an asteroid. Okay. I'm just saying. Man had tools 70,000 years ago, but forgets where he left them. And finally, and I mean that, a new dinosaur species found in Canada, the Dine-A-saur. A. That's all the news that is, and always end with a groan, is my motto. Dine-A-saur. Okay. Okay. What? Oh, I broke him?